Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1624. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another special edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, once a month, usually during the first Q&A episode of the month, I mention a bit about my background and credentials so you can better understand where my perspectives come from. And given this is the first Q&A of the month, it's time. Now, I wasn't always interested in nutrition, exercise, health, and wellness, you know, all the stuff I talk about on this show. But being diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19 definitely changed my life's purpose. It was then that I decided to focus my attention on helping others so that no one else had to experience a chronic disease diagnosis like I did, especially at such a young age. In order to do that, though, I wanted to have some credibility. Now, this isn't meant to be a humble brag, but instead to gain your trust. I received both my master's and doctoral degrees in public health. And to really cover all of my bases, I also became a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been teaching in higher education for over 14 years and am currently faculty within the California State University system. I've published peer-reviewed studies, presented at national conferences, and have been interviewed by over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the stuff I talk about on this show. So all of this to say, when I respond to your questions and when I provide my commentary after each episode, I hope you feel as though it's coming from a place of truth. My only intention is to help you feel your best. All right, enough of that long intro. I'm sure you're excited to hear today's audio question, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
Hi, this is Mary. I'd like advice on how to improve posture and stick with it, especially lower back. Thanks.
Thank you for taking the time to send in your audio question, Mary. This is actually a fairly common question, and I'm guessing this comes up so often because no one really has an answer to it. So I guess we should roll credits. I should keep talking? Okay. Well, then I guess I'll explain what's going on and we'll try to actually provide some helpful tips and not leave you completely in the dark. Now, I'll start by saying that there are actually many research studies on this topic. Researchers have tried to answer this question: which exercises will help correct posture the most? And after years of research, the results are underwhelming and mostly inconclusive. Here's the basic thinking about our posture and why it tends to suffer. When we maintain poor posture, the muscles that support our posture may have to contract or stretch, depending on the position, for too long. This excess contracting or stretching of the muscles may damage the muscles over the long term. So if they're contracted for too long, they might get stiff. If they're overstretched, they may be painful or lead to other pulls and strains. This leads to misalignment, meaning some muscles are way too short because they've been contracted for so long, whereas others have been overstretched. So, if these are the potential causes of poor posture, then we would assume the solution would be to improve the strength of those muscles by stretching the shortened ones and strengthening the overstretched ones. Ta-da, right? No, not so fast. It turns out that when researchers tried this approach, it didn't really seem to improve posture. So this led some scientists to believe that this whole theory of misalignment should be thrown out. Others said, not so fast, and continued to study this idea of stretching and strengthening these muscles to help improve posture. In fact, I was able to find a recently published meta-analysis that looked at whether these types of activities are helpful. Oh, I should explain what a meta-analysis is. It's a type of research study that basically finds all of the other studies that have been published on this topic and performs one big or meta-analysis comparing the results of all of these studies. Meta-analyses are considered the gold standard when it comes to research because when they're performed correctly, they can summarize the results of many other studies that came before it. Now here's what the researchers found in their meta-analysis. Incorporating stretching and strengthening exercise did seem to help in most of the studies they looked at, but the quality of those studies weren't all that great. Regardless, they found that stretching and strengthening the muscles seems to help and doesn't really seem to harm. So they basically say, you know what? Go ahead and stretch and strengthen those muscles because it's unlikely to harm you and it may possibly help. Now, more specifically, they found that exercising the muscles 2 to 3 times per week for at least 6 weeks was most helpful. This is also what the American College of Sports Medicine recommends. Each session should last 30 to 45 minutes, but they could be as short as 15 minutes or as long as 60 minutes, but 30 to 45 minutes seem to be the sweet spot. At this point, you may be thinking, Dr. Neil, you keep talking about days a week and how long each session should be, but what exercises should I actually be doing? Well, this is where it gets a little bit more confusing. There is no agreement about which exercises will help the most. Yes, a combination of both stretching and strengthening seems to help, but for which muscles? Well, we don't know for sure. It's basically a case-by-case basis. So you might think doing deadlifts or squats or neck exercises is going to help, but we don't know for sure. This is where seeking the help of a healthcare professional, like a physical therapist, can be really helpful. I should mention that a physical therapist is different than a personal trainer and a massage therapist. Physical therapists have received a master's or doctoral degree in physical therapy specifically. Personal trainers and massage therapists may not have an advanced degree. So physical therapists are truly the experts when it comes to these types of health concerns. They will determine the potential causes of the posture issues you're experiencing and provide you with exercises to help stretch and strengthen the appropriate muscles. Most importantly, whatever they recommend will be suited to your needs specifically. So they'll design a program that may require more than 3 sessions per week, or maybe less. Maybe the sessions will last 15 minutes and not 30 or 45. They will know what's best for you, and that's the most important thing. At least, that's what the science is telling us so far. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again so much for the question, Mary. Responding to your questions is my favorite part of the show, so thank you so much for sending those in. Remember, you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com, or if you want your voice played on the show just like Mary, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. What's great is you can record right from your computer's microphone on that page. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.